Together we will go to the quiet corners of your mind, where dreams and reality intertwine. Where sensual play can occur. That place where my voice can take care of you. To take you deep into that state of bliss and sweet intoxication. Establishing a seamless link between mind and body right from the outset. Already beginning to drift down for me. Isn't it such a pleasant, relaxing, deep feeling? Allow yourself to fully embrace this experience. Every pleasurable nerve ending in your body awakens right from the start. I want all of your erogenous zones to spark into life, activated with every relaxing breath that you take. Your experience with me is nothing but pure pleasure. Connecting mind to body right now. As each time you breathe, you feel more and more aroused. Allowing thoughts to come and go as they please. Perhaps my voice soothes all those thoughts, and perhaps my voice stimulates you too. But you feel yourself opening up to me, opening up to my words. Drawing you in with my voice, making your body feel so good. I understand. It is quite powerful, isn't it? There's just something about it that makes everything feel so much easier. Lighter, giving you the opportunity to experience things perhaps you never thought possible, and feeling yourself relax that little bit more for me, as I help you release all unwanted thoughts, feelings, and discomfort. To leave your body right now. Because this is the time to feel sexual, ready and wanting to achieve ultimate bliss. I have your pleasure as my focus during our time together. That's it. Enjoying where my voice caresses all those pleasurable parts of yours. So hungry for all my suggestions. Hungry for every word that slips from my lips. I know your mind is so keen for my suggestions, so open to me, I'm really excited to take you on this sensual and very erotic journey. I want your masculine sexual self to shine during this adventure. But in order to get there, I'm going to help you go even deeper. This will help you enjoy your experience even more. More pleasure. More intense sensations. When your masculinity really takes in those curves, takes in everything that makes a woman a woman, it unleashes something within you and your lover, doesn't it? A powerful, all-consuming intoxication within you. A union of bliss. By going deeper here with me right now, your time with me will always be a haven of enjoyable sensations. With every word I utter, I want your pleasure to increase. With every sound that I make, I want your body to experience increasing surges of pleasure. Your ability to feel the pleasure radiating through you is intense, blissful. Each time I utter any word, I want your pleasure to increase. With every pause that I make, your pleasure will increase. Such a naughty, naughty thing to suggest. That either way you feel increasing pleasure. How delicious. How nymph-like of me. How much pleasure could you possibly feel before you experienced a full-bodied orgasm? And then, how many of those could you claim by the end of this adventure with me? I'm delighted to be right here with you as you find out. Imagine. Get a sense. You are walking down the hallway in your mind. This just isn't any hallway in your mind. It's the part of you where all your sexual desires, needs, and wants are kept. You walk past room after room containing all manner of experiences to be had. Just mere glancing at these is already igniting your arousal. So you keep on moving forward, deeper down the hallway. Deeper down into your own mind. Deeper down into a powerful, hypnotic trance with me. You feel a pull to a particular door. An intriguing, sensual energy is calling to you. At the end of the hallway is a door, And through the door is the start of your erotic adventure. So, when you are ready, walk through the door. Allow me to set the scene for you. You are walking through the forest, gathering wood for a fire. You have been looking forward to relaxing in your own peaceful company by the fire, under a clear starry sky for a while now. You've been seeking that much needed peace and quiet. Only the tranquility of nature can provide. And you have found the perfect backdrop where you've decided to set up camp. You enjoy the thrill of being enveloped by the beauty of the outdoors. So much so, in fact, that you are contemplating taking off all your clothes to really feel at one with nature. But then, you try to figure out what's different. Something's changed all of a sudden. It's silent now. It's silent now. There's no birds. Not even a little breeze. It's completely still and silent. Then you begin to hear music. Where is that music coming from? Your curiosity gets the better of you, so you must go and find the source of it. You head towards where the music is coming from. Your feet instinctively know where to go. Drawn to something. Perhaps the music is starting to have an effect on you. You feel a bit woozy, don't you? Lightheaded. You feel relaxed, quite hypnotized, perhaps. It makes your body feel quite taken over, in fact. But you're very happy to go with the flow. It feels rather good. Natural, in fact. And then you see something, or rather someone, up ahead of you, moving fluidly between the trees. You stop. Who is this? You hear a feminine giggle echo all around you. Who is this woman? You ask yourself. As you stand very still, her form keeps going in and out of view as forest objects get in the way. She's too far from you. You need to move closer. Get closer to her. You find a position that gives you a fantastic view of everything you wanted to see. goodness. Who is she? This beautiful woman in the middle of the woods, dancing around, wearing the daintiest of clothing. That's so see-through, you wonder what's the point in wearing anything at all. But her movements are so elegant and are very arousing to you. The gyration of her hips and the movements of her waist, arms and ass. Her ass makes you bite your lip with wanting. Feeling that strong twinge in your cock. She absolutely oozes sensuality, seduction, and divine energy. It's like you can feel her giving off waves of her sexual energy, and each one washes over you like a tsunami of ecstasy. She looks so free and lost in the moment. You can't help but go with those same feelings yourself. Her face so relaxed and blissful. Nothing else seems to exist for you right now but her music and her movement. I know you wish to explore her. Who wouldn't? A driving urge is forming within you now. Aroused, certainly, by this divine, mysterious, and all-consuming creature in front of you. And her breasts under that sheer fabric. You think you see just a hint of erect nipple. What you wouldn't do to get a closer look at that. A much, much closer look at that. Her whole body looks so soft and supple. Your cock is throbbing so hard, you wonder if she can hear it. As if on cue, her eyes immediately find yours, and she holds you in a direct and unyielding gaze. Those piercing eyes, those hypnotic eyes, they utterly melt you, make you throb even harder. You feel like your knees could buckle under you just from her look. Cock aching so much. A smile forms across her sensual lips. She beckons you over with an extended finger. Your feet making their way over to her all by themselves. Practically floating towards her. With a mischievous smile, she holds out her hand to you. Go on, reach out and take her hand. That's it. Don't be shy. Her fingers wrap around your hand and she gently pulls you towards her. She guides you to where she was dancing a few moments ago. No words are spoken between you. You're not able to speak, even if you wanted to. Tell her how pretty her eyes are, or how you have an overwhelming urge to bring her to ecstasy by nibbling on her nipples. But perhaps she already knows these things. Perhaps she's already inside your mind. Then, as if your cock wasn't throbbing against your trousers hard enough, she then goes and starts dancing on you. Those same movements of her hips from earlier, only this time those hips are pushing onto your ever increasingly stiff, throbbing cock. Isn't she such a tease? What a naughty, naughty nymph. A sensory overload is radiating through your body now. How you surrender yourself to her pressing against your hard cock. Something in your gut tells you that you are completely under her spell. You are hers, and you give yourself freely to her desires and her pleasure. As she switched on every pleasurable part of you so effortlessly, perhaps you start to experience completely new pleasures that she has to offer you. Open to all new pleasures she has to offer you. Any and all pleasures you've experienced before, you feel her coaxing it all out of you. Right from the very essence of who you are. The music and her movements against your body really get into your mind. It's too much. You grab her hips and hold her deeply pressed against you. That urge has bubbled over within you now, and you must have her. You place a kiss on her neck. Her scent only fuels your insatiable hunger. Your heat is rising. Your hands move across her body, kissing her skin, and the sheer fabric wrapped around her body is removed in one smooth, quick action by you. That's it. Tear it from her and set her gorgeous skin free against the forest air. And the only thing that remains is her knickers. Your fingers glide over that wet patch. Feel that damp fabric on your fingertips. Makes your mouth water, doesn't it? Thinking about how it looks, how it will feel. You must know. Those lips. Kiss her. She undresses you swiftly. So swiftly, in fact, that one moment you are dressed, and the next, there's not a stitch of your clothing in sight. Pushing her body up against yours. Those hard nipples of hers pressed against your chest. You can tell she's utterly ravenous for you. She pulls at the ties on her knickers, and they just fall away, revealing that most prized thing of all. And what a prize it is. So pretty. She grabs your hand and pulls it towards her, so you can slip those fingers between her folds. Feel her. Feel how desperate she is to be touched by you. How wet she is for you. And how it makes you feel giving her clit that little teasing rub. The thrill of testing what she likes. And how she likes it. You hear her moan a little, so you push your finger further round and feel that silky effect of your exploration. And another pulse of urgency rides through your hips. She pushes your finger deep inside her. And you get to feel for the first time how warm she is. She offers her chest so you can kiss, suck, and flick with delight those nipples. Those soft, succulent tips. Just makes you want to put another finger inside her. She is positively gushing for you now. She will need to be able to take that rock-hard cock, won't she? But she wants more. She is so hungry for more. So she moves your head down towards her pussy. She wants you to taste her. You can hear her voice echoing in your mind. Taste me. Lick me. Pleasure me. Her spell draws all your focus to her pussy. And those damp thighs. With you right there between them, doing what you do best with that silver tongue of yours. The gentleman you are, of course she's going to come before she even gets a taste of what else you have for her. The beautiful noises that escape her. You will play her like the most exquisite musical instrument that she is. And what sweet music she makes. Encouraging you to do more and more to her. How open she is to you. How tasty. She is very tasty, isn't she? And thoroughly wet through. You're impressed at how responsive she is to your touch, to your attention. You stroke your cock at the same time, teasing yourself. It's like she has control of your hand. Yes, just like that. Don't stop. Ah. 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 Yes.
She's getting closer to her peak. You look at her from between those trembling thighs. That beautiful smile spread across her lips. She looks so free. Her breathing getting heavier. Thighs tightening around your head. Delighting in every drop of her. And doesn't she gush for you? She lets that pleasure all out. You love how tight she can clench around your fingers as this first orgasm rides through her body. As she twitches and moans and gasps and clenches. All of this consumes you utterly, delights you, and you keep going and keep going until she breathlessly musters a stop. So you oblige and remove your dripping wet fingers from her. She takes your wet fingers and pulls them towards her mouth, and she sucks your fingers clean, utterly drunk on lust. And you look down at it, noticing how it looks longer, thicker, throbbing harder than ever before. Is it this seductive creature to blame? Has she done this to you? Made your cock longer, thicker, harder, more in control of it than ever before? It's just so full, isn't it? You can see it pulsating in her hand as she brings it to her eager mouth. Her mouth feels so good, doesn't it? And her hands nimbly massaging your shaft and balls. Working as a perfect team with her tongue. Focused on her. Focused on pleasure. You feel the more she sucks on you, the more all your hips, groin, whole body relaxes. It's like all the muscles have dissolved, melted, gone. And the result? You are rewarded with more pleasure than you ever thought possible. Enjoying every surge that quivers through your body. Her spell is so overwhelming. She's intoxicated you so deeply that all you can do is enjoy the profound sexual healing she's giving to you. She is pure bliss and here to fill your whole being with so much pleasure.
so much ecstasy. There's simply no room for anything else. Heightened pleasure surges through you. You grab the back of her hair so you can thrust a little. Help her mouth onto your cock just that little bit more. Deeper, just that little bit more. There you go. She is devouring your cock. You know and you feel that she is bestowing a gift to you. All your pain, problems and blockages. She's taking them from you. And you also know that she's going to fuck new life into the very core of you. And you admire her beauty. Admire her skill as she works on that cock that's so engorged. Every lick sends exquisite shivers through your hips. You really need to feel her from the inside now. So you gently pull her off your cock. She's made it very wet and slippery. And now she's able to claim you fully. And you want to make her come again. You want to feel how tight she can clench around your cock. Feeling so powerful and in control, aren't you? So eager to please this stunning creature, aren't you? She is fully aware she can do whatever she wants with you in seeking as many climaxes as she needs until she is completely satisfied. She pulls you right on top of her. Her legs embrace you, wrapping around you and pulling you into that intimate embrace. Her body is calling out to be teased. She rubs the tip of your cock all around her swollen, wet pussy. Teasing the both of you at the same time. So hard, isn't it? Throbbing, intense pleasure. You finally oblige her urges by pushing your cock into her, gently and slowly. Her body must open up and mold itself around all you have to offer her. And she gladly does. And you push a little further into her. Her welcome embrace is a warmth like anything you've ever felt before. Your cock is enveloped by bliss. Go even deeper into her. There you go. To be taken in fully by your magical creature. as deep as you possibly can go. She wants you. Feeling extremely woozy with ecstasy now, aren't you? She accepts you so completely into her as you really give it to her now, succumbing to her sweet intoxication. Her voice echoes more in your mind. She wants more from you. She wants all of you unleashed. She wants more, so you will give her more. You kiss her passionately while you remove your dripping wet cock from deep inside her, and you tell her to get on her knees. Cock is excited and hot and eager, so you push that cock back inside her. Now she is in the right position for you. There you go. You feel quite powerful now, don't you? Holding her hips firmly so you can pull her back onto your cock. Yes. Satisfying that ancient instinct within you to fill her in such ways, to be taken in fully by your magical creature, as deep as you can possibly go. And the music of your lovemaking echoing throughout the forest. Your divine nymph deliriously rubs her clit. She's close to coming, so you can sense her desperation to climax.
Yes, just like that.
To reach the height of pleasure, right on the end of your cock, you'll be joined together in blissful sensation.
Yes.
You reach around and rub her clit. Her pussy is wet through. Her clit is so swollen. Sensitive, hungry for more.
Yes.
Her pleasure is rising. Your pleasure is rising. Thrusting into her harder, harder, more,
yes.
More. As her screams of ecstasy ring out loudly, passionately. She is completely overcome with such euphoria. Her pleasure is your pleasure. Hold on though. You know she can come again straight away. So those next thrusts from you are hard, quick, and intense. Teasing those nipples while she continues to rub that clit. And yes, she comes again. But this third orgasm of hers is just too much for you to take. So you allow yourself to come too. Come now with her and come hard like she does. Coming together, ride that wave of bliss. Pulse after pulse after pulse. Ride that wave of bliss, holding on to her. It's like every breath begins a new surge of pleasure. And this will continue for as much as you can handle. You don't want this feeling to end. Enjoying the feeling of each other. Enjoying those blissful, orgasmic sensations. And she slowly pulls herself off your still hard cock. So veiny, pulsating, absolutely dripping, aching just a little bit from the workout she has just given you. And doesn't it feel good? She kisses you, giving your cock a cheeky squeeze. And with a wink, she turns around and runs off through the trees with not a stitch of clothing on, leaving you in the middle of the forest with a dripping wet cock, feeling energized, feeling confident and powerful. What has just happened to you? Has this magical creature really just taken advantage of you and then disappeared? But she's done so much more than that, hasn't she? She's left you with a stronger, longer, harder erection and more in control of yourself. She must have sensed some potential in you. And you showed her she wasn't wrong, didn't you? Skillful and masterful. In touch with your masculine self. Your confident and in control self. Your confident and controlled self complements her divine, delicate femininity, doesn't it? You will be able to take this deep state of arousal and sexual awakening into the waking world. Take with you all those skills of control and pleasure you learnt from your divine nymph. every time from now on, when you think about this experience, thinking about what you did in the forest, you will feel every sensation again with your nymph. You will feel her right with you, as her lover, her skillful and pleasure-giving lover. I think she is impressed and satisfied for now. What you just experienced in the woods, you can take with you into the waking world, taking all you learned from your nymph. And perhaps there's even more to learn from her yet. I wonder if you will get to meet your nymph again soon. But for now, whenever you are ready, you will naturally wake up from this deep hypnotic trance. When the time is right and you are ready, body and mind is ready, you will wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and all that good stuff. Bringing with you your skills and power back into your waking world. Knowing you can come back and enjoy her again and again, as much as you want. Waking naturally now, feeling energized, leaving you with those exquisite feelings of pleasure always. When you are with me. Until next time.